Hello. Hi, beautiful friend. Hello. This is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. As usually happens, right? I don't know why this song and right this moment, but maybe it was just the name, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. It just made me feel like that's all of us, you know, that's it, us. We're in the sky with diamonds. We're so, oh my goodness, each of us such wonderful, unique, loving, generous human beings, and not always easy, right? We're not always easy on ourselves. We're not always easy to be around. It's not always easy to love the people we love. It's not always easy to wake up each day and do the things we want to do for ourselves, but we do keep going. We do keep going. And I think it's that, I don't know. So it's interesting. I didn't even really think I had anything to say about that song, but it's actually in a way that I don't really quite understand directly. It is connected to what I wanted to say today. And I'm going to start off in an unusual way, which is that I want to read something to you. Usually I just kind of show up and, you know, muse and share and ask some questions and reflect on things. But there's a piece of writing this week that has really been living with me. And I think it might be something that you will resonate with or have some thoughts on that you want to share with me. Just as by way of a little tiny bit of background, I participate in a group called Wild Writing with my friend Lori Wagner, who is an amazing, beautiful writing teacher. And her interest is in really helping people be in the moment with what wants to be there. And I always call her a Zen master. That it's like, she's very much interested in truth and beauty and the beauty that's in the truth, the beauty that's in the truth of who we are. And so the other day, Lori always reads a poem that is a prompt for a 15-minute free write. And the other day, I turned on the video, and before she even read the poem, sometimes she does this, she just shared a little about where she was in her own life. And she said, in kind of just a quiet voice, as an aside, she said, "Today I'm not feeling particularly on fire or fierce. Today I'm not particularly on fire or fierce." And I just resonated so much with that phrase that I listened to the poem, but really, even that, you know, she'll go through the poem and then she'll say, "You could write about this or you could write about that." And I just wrote down that phrase. I am not feeling particularly, what did she say? On fire or fierce. So here's what I wrote in my 15 minutes that I want to share with you, and that is still kind of vibrating through my body. Sometimes in the middle of an ordinary morning, someone will name something without knowing they are naming. They don't know they're taking the reins and galloping us away to the clear, clean water we can drink. Take Lori, for instance. Sometimes when she's pointing in one direction, I see her eyes dart to the side. I hear her whisper something altogether necessary and true. In the lobby of the Holiday Inn Express, which is what the name of the poem was, and that's what I'm pointing to here. In the lobby of the Holiday Inn Express, while Jean's new young friend was pointing, Lori was at another table. I see her sipping the weak coffee from the big urns. I see her spooning yogurt from those half-size containers they make for babies and continental breakfasts. Lori is writing in calligraphy in her hand-bound journal. "Today, I am not particularly on fire or fierce." She holds it up, raises her chin a little, nods in my direction, and winks. I wink back. Yeah. I am not the fierce blast of fire or powerful winds. I am the stillness. I am the white sky, barely morning. I am not the 18-wheeler barreling down Interstate 80, delivering crunchy snack foods to the bored and hungry. I am the bicycle, fat, tired, and destined for the empty beach boardwalk, lapping waves in the wide sky. I am not the tiger, raging and ravenous. I am that kitten, mewling for mama, scrambling to nurse and a little shaky on my feet. I am not the loud certainty, the shouting of truth, and the demanding of an army. I am the woman in gray braids by the side of the road in Honolulu, aside the rickety table upon which sit a dozen coconuts, straws poked in their tops, ready for sipping. I am not the pinstripe suit. I am those pink Doc Martens with pink furry coat. I am not the bass. I am the ukulele. I am not gale force. I am that warm breeze on your face when you're reading a book in the park. I am that moment you look up and notice the crabapple tree, the squirrel, the children's laughter from afar. I am not the it girl, not the headline, not the trophy, not the big gold cube in Central Park. I am the last blue gumball in the supermarket machine by the automatic doors. I am the crumbled slip of paper you notice stuck to your shoe. The one that says, yes. So I wanted to read this to you because I realized when this came, you know, came coming out of me, when this came flowing out of me, or, you know, from God to the, I almost said typewriter, to the laptop, from the universe, you know, it showed me something so important, which is, you probably got this, right? That I have this awful, awful karma that sometimes is more up than other times. Sometimes I feel like it's gone away, happy blessed day. And then sometimes it just rears its head again. And that karma has to do with wanting to be something. I'm just going to stop it there. I was going to tell you exactly what, but I don't even think it matters. But it's really about this, maybe not even just wanting to be something else, but thinking I should be. And this is what got me into huge, huge, deep, dark trouble way back when I was in my late 20s, when I went through a horrific time. And as many of you know, just wanted off the planet, terrible depression, terrible suicidal tendencies, terrible anxiety. And that was a lot of it. You know, I wasn't the right person. I wasn't living up to my potential, comparing myself to other people, looking at my life and thinking it should be different, looking at me and thinking I should be different. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't. Everything wrong about me. Now, thankfully, I have had 30 some years since then of, you know, a wonderful, supportive mindfulness community and meditation practice and yoga and personal growth. I work for a personal growth coach. I am surrounded by amazing, loving, and supportive people. And yet, sometimes all of that just rises to the surface again. And I feel like it's important to share because I don't know, because it's the truth, I guess. Maybe that's good enough. It's important to share also because I do feel this is all part of being human, that yes, we are all, let's play a little Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Let me go find her. I don't know. I just said it and I wanted to play some more. We are Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And yet we are also everything, right? We're We're so complex. We're so multi-layered. We can be full of joy and light one moment and down, 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 alone and scared the next. Just like I said at the beginning, you know, it's all there. And I wanted to fess up because I feel like that is an important part. And when I was telling my friend Trish, I was actually reading this piece to her the other night. And first of all, let me just put it a little side here. I know I've talked about this before, but if you don't have a dear friend that you have, you know, we call it a mastermind. It's really just, we also sometimes call it powerful conversations, but it's like, we have a set time. It's a very intentional friendship. And we've been meeting for years and years and years and years, and we've known each other for 30 years. So she knew me in that deep, deep, dark time. But if you don't have that, look around, consider cultivating it, keeping your eyes open, thinking about who might be in your life that you could talk to once a week and have like a real conversation. Not complaining, not commiserating, not like that as much as looking and bringing curiosity. And, you know, the way that I often describe it is I feel like Trisha helps me to be the best self that I want to be, that she knows. You know, she knows the way I want to show up in the world. She knows my dreams. She knows what I want to accomplish. And she also is a great listener enough to know, like, when it's okay, you know, when I'm slipping, and that's just what's happening, versus maybe when there's something else that can be done. Anyway, that was a long aside, but when I was talking to her, I was reading this piece to her, and it dropped in that, I don't know if any of you were around back then, but when I very first started my Simply Celebrate newsletter, I think it was back in 2005, the very first issue I ever put out, I remember, I've got to try and find it, but I remember the gist of it was, who am I to talk about celebration? My marriage was falling apart. I had a 2-year-old baby. The time I was writing the newsletter, my hair was dirty. I was like, you know, dishes in the sink. And yet, right, this is the beauty of how the world works. Like, of course, like that's when we need it, right? And that's when it was possible for me to show up in the middle of all of that, to try as hard as I could. And you guys know this, you see how I sign my letters every week, you know, seek celebration even in the dark corners. And this piece that came out of me the other day, it really points to, how to love ourselves as who we are, right? And this is the celebration today, right? That you could hear in each of these, I am not, I am not, I am not. Probably you could hear, you know, that there's this ego part of me that wishes I were. But the real, true, authentic part of me is the other, right? So for instance, I'm not the it girl, not the headline, not the trophy, not that big gold cube in Central Park. I'm the last blue gumball in the supermarket machine by the automatic doors. I am that crumpled slip of paper that says yes. Like really, truly, I would rather be those. I don't know if you guys saw that big gold cube in Central Park, but you can Google it. And it's to me, it was a great, I don't know how it dropped into my mind at that time. I think I'd seen it briefly in the news, but it represents that ego part of me that wants to be like, what? Like a big, you know, multi-million dollar cube in the middle of Central Park that has to be guarded? You know, there's so many metaphors in that. I don't even have time to go into them. So I can't believe it's already been close to 15 minutes. I don't know what this means to you. I don't know what might have resonated or not. Maybe nothing. maybe the only thing that you need to take away is that song and that it makes you feel happy in your heart. Or maybe you've struggled with something similar to me time and again throughout different parts of your life where it's like something tries to hook into you to make you feel like you're not enough, or your life is not enough. And if that's the case, I just want you to come rest with me, come ride this raft with me of, you know, your own version of, I'm not that, but I'm this, or I'm this, you know, I'm not that, and I'm this, and really celebrating the this, which is where all of our lives exist, right? In what is, and nothing. I guess that's it. See, even that, right? Like, of course I'd rather be someone who has some, like, I'd rather be someone who has some wonderful, pithy, here's my summary for you. I don't. You know what? I'm the girl, just like that one who started that newsletter. Like, who am I to talk about celebration? Me, the one who doesn't have a pithy ending. The one who right now, if you could see me, I've got sweat pouring off of me because I had to turn off my fan so I could make this recording for you, and it's super hot. You know, me, who I can see dust bunnies on the floor of my studio. If you were here, I'd be so embarrassed. You know, that person, she wants to talk about celebration. So thank you for listening, as always. You don't know, or maybe you do, maybe I hope you do. It matters. You matter. Every note, every time I hear from someone, when you send me a sentence that says, you know, that brought this up for me, I saw this, you know, I love that. I love it because connection is everything. Meaningful connection, which is what I have with you. And that's what I want for you everywhere in your life. Meaningful connections to the people in your life and to yourself, you know. So maybe if there's any part of you that, you know, you're hearing some of that I'm not enoughness, or I'm not worthy, I don't deserve, any of that kind of language, maybe try your own little writing prompt like this. You know, start with, you know, maybe it's not, I'm not particularly on fire or fierce. Maybe there's a better line that works for you more, that launches you into, I'm not that, I am this. All right. Love, 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 love to you. Let's have a tiny bit more music before we go, because it's so fun. Everything always feels better with music. Bye-bye.